from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know,
come on,
that
man.
Take was timeless.
Hey, dude, it was timeless. And the buzz that video made in these Bay Area streets, because Greg Cold later on was like, isn't this just fun? Watching number five? Everybody was on the Trey Lance wagon. And then quickly, people jumped off the Trey Lance wagon. Shanahan smiled that day of practice. You want to talk about swagger? He had the slick back hair. Came on the field holding the football. He had the walkie-talkie. He was smiling from ear to ear watching Trey Lance. He was going in the huddles, tapping him on the helmet. Oh, good job, Trey. Good job.
That aged like a gallon of 2-year-old whole milk.
Poor Debbie. Poor mama who had to buy her kids a Trey Lance jersey, walking back, going to the car. And Shad's going, you may want to go back in there and get the Trey Lance jersey before they sell out. 5 minutes later, they're walking back to the car. It's like, well, got to go back in the team store.
You know what's funny is, like, we get texts like this from the 9-5. Is this exactly why I don't take you guys serious? Do you think Kyle Shanahan's really good at his job? I do. He's the one who made the trade for 3 picks, not me. He was just as wrong as I was.
What did y'all Lynn say? Boy, Kyle Shanahan loved him so much. When we got back on a private jet after watching Trey Lance, he was already drawing up plays for him, imagining what the offense would look like.
We were wrong, you know? We were wrong. It's okay. It happens. Not everybody's right. Man. Like, Belichick couldn't draft a receiver. Still great coach.
It's so funny. It's so funny, man. I'm surprised Freeze and Cold Takes haven't. Somebody's going to send that to Freeze and Cold Takes. They will. We will be got. Trust me.
Trust me. I've got a lot of bad opinions. It happens. Look, this is the other thing. Like, people are like, you said this. It's like, we talk for 25 hours a week live on radio. I'm going to say a lot of things, all right? Some of them are going to be right, and a lot of them are going to be wrong, and that's okay.
Oh, my God!
And I'm man enough to admit that I don't know everything.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, look, you lead into it, man. You lead into it. I it's so funny because, Debbie, the video was, how many clicks does the video have? Did you take the video down? Did you delete it?
I don't know. It's on there somewhere. I've got a lot of pictures on my media portion of my ex.
The bucket hats.
Now look. If Bryce Eldridge ends up being as big of a bust as Trey Lance, then I'll be 0-2.
No, well, I mean, we've had some bad hits. Casey Schmidt.
I was excited for. Never did I say Casey Schmidt was going to save the organization.
I'm kidding. You're pretty hyped on Casey Schmidt. It was fun. You know? It's fine. Listen, man. I like to laugh, man. I've had so many bad takes. I've had good takes. I've had bad takes. But the point is, I've got a damn take, all right? I've got an opinion. That's what sports is all about.
Anybody who walks around like, I'm right about everything, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, look, if you're any kind of an individual, man or woman out there, and you have a significant other or a loved one in your life, you realize you're wrong a lot. You're wrong a lot.
I was wrong about Brock Purdy. And then I watched the Tampa Bay game, and he's out dueling Tom Brady. I said,
I seen him throw that football.
Oh, man. Remember I did the video? My jaw was dropped.
Jimmy, you in trouble.
Where's that Adrian Peterson sound? Do we got the Adrian Peterson sound? I want the whole clip. When I seen him throw that ball, I said, whew, Alex, you in trouble.
When I seen him throw that ball, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Can you find it? entire clip. Oh, my God. That's how I felt about Trey. Let's go to Joe at Fremont. We got Jerry Stackhouse, by the way, coming up 9:20. New assistant coach of the Warriors. We're going to talk to him for about 10 minutes. Jerry Stackhouse. We all remember Jerry Stackhouse, one of the best two guards in the 90s. Joe at Fremont, what's happening?
What's up, man? I think Charles Haley's got to be up there with the big regret, the Niners letting him go to Dallas, man. We lost. We could have won more Super Bowls if he was still with the Niners back then.
That's a good point. And that trade basically catapulted the Dallas Cowboys from, you know, a 10-6 team, 9-7 team, to trying to find their way to, oh, snap, they're going to win three Super Bowls in 4 years. That was a huge trade. Huge trade. The 49ers ended tomorrow. They all regret that trade. That's a good one, Joe. Let's go to Charles in San Jose. Charles, biggest regret. What you got, Charles?
Man, my biggest regret was my family's close friends with a former 49ers player. And they were playing the Panthers this year. It was the game where Terrell Owens fumbled the his touchdown, fumbled the ball in the end zone. And the Niners lost that game.
Where are you working at?
At the end of the game, I'm a construction worker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nice.
We had a chance to get Reggie White's autograph, and I was too scared to ask him, so that was my biggest regret.
Wow,
I had a chance to get Reggie White's autograph, and I did not get it.
Wow. Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos.
Hey, Bobby. Long time no hear.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call. I got 3 points, but I got a what-if for you that I'd like to ask you. But in terms of the biggest regret, and I'm going to focus on last season, nothing is controllable. But when you win the coin toss in overtime and you've got Patrick Mahomes on the other side, how in the world do you take the ball first, not knowing what you need to do in order to tie or win the game? That one is just incredible to me. That wasn't anything that was done on the field. That was just to me, that cost, personally, I think that cost the Super Bowl. So that is the biggest regret. I think your finest moment, you two weren't even really involved. And I know you know this, but when Barnett was trying to do a promo for the show when you had Kate Scott with you. And he said, yo, Kate Scott, somebody and somebody. I think that's when you guys knew you had arrived. But here's my what if. And I know they can find that drop. But here's my what if. First of all, I don't understand anatomy, so I don't understand how you get shot in the chest and absolutely nothing. Liver or stomach gets in the way. So it's just incredible to me. But honestly, if I'm being real, the first thing I thought when I read that story was, how bad a look would it have been?
No, he's breaking up.
The Morning Roast.
With Kate Scott and Somebody.
And then Tim Roy comes in and bails him out.
Did he say our names? Did Tim Roy say our names?
Yeah, Josh Askey and Montel.
Did he really? Yeah. I don't remember him saying our names. I just thought we got
such
left out. I mean, when Kate Scott got hired, it was, hey, Kate Scott, joins 95.7 game. And then there was another tweet later on that day. Oh, yeah, she's going to work with Josh Askey and Montel.
My favorite was, I'm playing Madden the other day, and on the screen, the picture of Kate and then a picture of Brock Heward come up for Madden. Michelle's like, she's on Madden? I'm like, yeah. She's like, boy, she really trampolined out of here. She went from the Morning Roast working in a closet during COVID to doing NBA games and now on Madden.
So when I seen him throw that ball, I was like, oh, my God. Watching that game, I was like, Alex, you're in trouble, man. You know, that's Alex, my boy, you know, but that kid right there, he has to be on the field. He has to play. Like, he has to play.
One more time, man. The way he said,
When I seen him throw that ball, I was like, oh, my God. Just watching that game, I was like, Alex, you're in trouble, man. You know, Alex, my boy. You know, but that kid right there, he has to be on the field. He has to play. Like, he has to play.
Oh, the Morning Roast with Kate Scott and somebody and nobody and nobody.
It's an all-time drop. It was during a Warrior game.
I know. Yeah.
I was like,
Ha 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 That's how we felt about Trey Lance and Jimmy. When Jimmy threw an interception, I wasn't even looking. I was talking to somebody, and he throws something, and I turn around, the ball's fluttering in the air like a quacker. Duck, 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 quack, quack, quack. And I'm like, ah, ah, Jimmy G, you in trouble. That Trey Lance video is unbelievable, man. It is an all-time classic. I think some of our best work. It really is. You hate it, huh?
It's
you
don't like so being embarrassing.
Wrong. It's no, it's not
so,
embarrassing. It's fine.
So bad.
Why is it embarrassing?
No, but I believed it, and it's so bad.
Yeah, of course.
It's just so bad. It's like when your buddy, you know, like, is convinced. I don't know. It's just it's it was just so bad. It was just so bad.
I mean, I've committed wrong so many times. I've been wrong so many times.
So bad.
So many times.
And they just live in infamy. They just live out there in the ethos. You know, nobody remembers that I was the first on Josh Allen, but
oh, don't
missing
do,
on,
don't
on
do
Trey
that.
Lance.
Oh.
You know,
then you gotta lead into it, man. You can laugh about it.
Oh, I've laughed.
Laugh about it because I know I've been right about things. I don't care about that, but the wrong, the being wrong. Like I thought. Terrence Jones, by the way, coming out of Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
He had that national championship. I was like, oh my God, the Warriors need to draft this guy. This guy's the future. Terrence Jones barely could crack the Rockets and couldn't even get out the G League. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking about a lot of hoopers, a lot of baseball players, a lot of football players. And I'll be wrong more. I'll be wrong about some takes this football season. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I wasn't wrong about Jerry Stackhouse, though. I knew Jerry Stackhouse would be a good player. And now he's a coach to go to State Warriors. We'll talk to Stack for a couple minutes. How'd he get into coaching? He's coming to go to State. He's coaching Draymond and Steph. He's next to Steve Kerr. Former North Carolina Tar Heel. Former Piston. Former Sixer. All that stuff. Stackhouse coming up on the Morning Rush. He'll get right back into football.
Yeah.
Predictions. Chiefs. Ravens. All that good stuff. Eagles. Packers tomorrow. That's all coming up on the roast. Brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, he's making the rounds in New York City. New York City, Steph, he's been everywhere, everywhere. There's a golf tournament out there. Our boy Miles, Ralph's son, who Ralph is no longer, he's still running Coyote Creek. He's at another course closer to his house. Is it that's where it is?
Oh, no, I don't know.
I talked to him over the phone a couple weeks ago, but he's at another course. Ralph, you're out there listening.
Love Ralph.
Let me know what it is. But his son, Miles, who goes to Oregon, his other son, he just moved him down to San Jose State. So they're going to have an empty household for the first time in many, many years. So Ralph is telling me, wifey was... She's going to get a little emotional. I'm like, Big Ralph, you will too. But Miles is up there at Oregon, and Miles got to check out everything. The Olympic trials and track and field up there at Oregon, Miles is there. He got a picture with Steph Curry, so Miles is living the dream right now. Shout out to Ralph and the company and everybody out
there. Ralph's going through kind of what Steiny was going through because Steiny's like, what are you going to do this afternoon? I was like, well, yeah, try to get a nap in. I gotta watch the little guy. And, you know, my wife's working super late. She has some work function or whatever going on tonight. He's like, oh, those days. I forgot about those days when you're just you all alone. It's great for the first couple hours. And then you're like, I got to get a nap. I got to eat. I can't do this. I'm like, yeah, I know, Steiny.
Or you just have to bring your daughter to work.
You're the real MVP.
Baby Chaz, here, sit on my lap for the first couple seconds. I mean, what was that?
Who was that? Steiny's
real laugh.
That's Bonte? That sounds Steiny? Like Steiny.
Oh, my gosh.
He sounds like the penguin what in the new that? HBO doc.
What is funny.
Did you guys hear Trent Williams laugh the other day at the podium? He's got a crazy little laugh. Somebody asked him about training camp. Hey, rumor, maybe you don't mind skipping training camp. And he laughed. It was a crazy little laugh. If you find it, but I know you will. Trent Williams laugh. I want you to, Farhad, Trent Williams, Steiny Guru. We compare laughs coming up on after Jerry Stackhouse. He'll join us at 9:30. Jerry Stackhouse, 9:30. Not now. Jerry Stackhouse, 9:30. That's coming up. New assistant Warriors head coach. But let's go to Will in Reno. Will, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
What's up, guys? I want to thank you guys, Shasky, and I listen to you guys every single morning on the way.
I mean,
save that. We got a new Jim Barnett moment.
You know what
moment.
I
want to
do?
We got a new Jim Barnett moment.
That's
going to
be a rejoin. We're cutting that up. That's a rejoin right there. I want the curse counter on the wall. You know how like they say days like without an accident on this job site?
Oh,
I want to have days without a caller cursing or a guest cursing on the job site.
No, don't do that because somebody's going to purposely curse every single day.
No, I know, but it's like every single segment. We might need to go like minutes.
That was great. That was unbelievable.
He straight ejected out of your name. What's up, Joe?
And
he just kept going. Listen,
no, I love that. Can you replay it? That is too good.
I told you, you know, recently I was out and about. And
oh my gosh,
I thought this one guy was somebody and he wasn't, and I addressed him as who I thought he was, and he's like, yeah, that's not me. And I was like, oh no. And my wife watched the whole interaction go down, and she was like, that was painful. I was like referencing this guy's dad, and I felt so bad. I just totally confused them. I had a brain fart.
This is what I do when I forget a person's name or don't know who they are.
No, but I thought he was someone else.
It was me. Even when I do that, though, pardon me, when I do that, I can't stop laughing at Will and Rito. I tell Anna, I was like, hey, I don't really, can you? And Anna's like, oh, I got it.
Yeah, no, see, I was convinced it was someone else. I was like, oh, yeah, what's up with your dad, dude? Like, this, my dad? My dad lives across the country. I'm like, I just seen him like a week ago. And he's like, what? And I'm like, oh. And then I knew, like, right then and there, like, I was in trouble.
Can you play Will and Rito real quick?
Maybe we need a curse jar.
What's up? Yeah, 9650. What's up, man? Is my go-to. What's up, big dog? Well,
that's when you have no idea. Right. Oh, what's up? Good to see you. You know, like, that's different. I legitimately thought it was someone else.
Do you have Will and Rito? Let's go to Will in Reno. Will, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
What's up, guys? I want to thank you guys, Shasky, and I listen to you guys every single morning on the way to work. You guys make my morning drive way better listening to this 49.
The pause. We got to count how many seconds the pause was.
Shasky, I listen to you Will. Guys every in Reno. Will, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
What's up, guys? I want to thank you guys, Shasky, and...
One, two... He almost got a 3-second violation.
Oh man.
Poor
guy.
Call back in.
You got Jim Barnett? Yeah, I don't think you can call back in, man. You can talk to... What is...
It's like when you're... When the computer gets the umbrella or the you know, the rainbow circle thing, and it starts buffering... Right.
So the Doobie Awards coming up in December. Will and Rito's got to be in the category.
I have my own category this year. It's called Dismissal of the Year. And it's me just dismissing people left and right. And it's not good.
Oh, so it's Shasky's category.
It is.
Shasky's Dismissal of the Year.
But you
so have a lot I'd have ones. To go through there to find all those.
You
have
a
lot
any,
of dismissals.
I don't have any dismissals.
Yes,
I don't
you
dismiss
do.
Anybody.
Just fire Farhan. Fire everybody.
Just the Giants.
What is that one?
No.
It's over.
Oh, just
fire everybody.
Javonte dismisses the Giants.
No, I don't dismiss anybody. I'm a big fan.
But no, Shasky, your dismissals of people, that's a lot of audio.
So what do we have? Pete King?
Yeah.
You, Baggerly, your boy.
I forgot about that.
For somebody who is a former caller. You sure do dismiss a lot of callers. It got down
it's not
callers.
Tony in Oakland. Javier.
Who?
Tony in Oakland.
Tony in Oakland.
You dismissed her every 3.5 seconds.
Did she call last week? I was at the U.S. Open.
No, she didn't call. I wouldn't let her on.
Wow.
Speaking of dismissals.
Yeah. Wow. Who else?
Pavs, you've dismissed him a few times. Pavs, Tommy.
You dismiss everybody
cool.
in the media. Let's just keep it real.
All right, how are you?
Pavs and I are cool.
You can't show up in the press box.
I don't want
to. I'm actually a little petrified of showing up in the press box at Levi's. It's been a couple years.
Just blame me.
No, I'm not going to do that. That doesn't work, Jesky. Yeah, that doesn't
in
work.
In the words of
when
Akon.
When I get stink eyes at Giants games.
No, blame it on me. Who's giving you a stink eye?
I'm making stuff up. No one gives
Yeah, exactly.
We wouldn't tell you if we...
That is true, actually.
We would tell you anyway.
I've had a few conversations about you guys at Giants games with media members.
Sasky's made the rounds in certain places.
His name gets brought up every now and then.
Hey, look, I am who I am, all right? Why is that a bad thing?
No, we're not saying
it's a
bad thing.
I keep it a buck, all right? Everybody's like, keeping it real. I do keep it real, all right? Yeah. My opinions are not paid for, all right? And sometimes, I'm an equal opportunist.
You do get paid for those opinions, though.
Sometimes I credit, sometimes I demerit.
Like, your opinions are literally, you're paid for these opinions. Like, you're the definitions of paid for opinions.
Yeah, but mine aren't saturated with, you know, read this script from the team.
Oh, man.
Suppose so.
You guys make my morning drive way better. Oh my God.
Can you give me Bonte dismissing the Giants when he basically said, just fire Farhan and fire everybody?
I've done that like...
That's the dismissal. That's a great dismissal.
Just sell and just fire everybody.
I am rooting against the Giants.
I mean, I'll fire Farhan about 800 times already. The counter's going to go up to 900 by the end of the month.
Well, I was reflecting yesterday after Dave Fleming was like basically having to defend me to his children. I'm like, oh boy, this isn't good. And I love Dave so much, and I probably put him in a bad position, just like you.
Oh, you think?
But isn't this entertainment? No, don't you want to be entertained?
It's not that serious.
You know? I'm the court jester of this show. If you're the king, I'm the court jester. Somebody's got to bring a little levity.
I'm not the king, man. I'm just a dad. I'm just a girl dad getting punked around all the time. By the way, I need to do this. Shout out Premier Limos. My boy Roger, who gave us a ride out there.
Uh-huh.
Baby Chez loved the Escalade. They came up in the Escalade. Steve and Premier Limos, they take care of us. I offered Shasky ride to drive. Right, dude, it was so smooth. Chez fell asleep in the car. Oh. She never falls asleep anymore in the car. She fell asleep, and I was like, damn, this is going to be. So I'd basically wake her up by taking her out the car seat. So she was a little grumpy,
a
little cranky.
What time's bedtime? She's about to be 4, right?
Usually around 8 o'clock, but sometimes we don't get her down to bed until 8:45. It's always a process.
Sounds like my bedtime.
And this is what happens, and it's been happening lately. We got to rethink things at night. And it's like, so how do you want to tackle this? You get the kitchen, I get bed. All right, I'll get the kitchen today.
Kitchen what? Clean?
Like cleaning the kitchen.
You got to clean all the time. The kitchen's always dirty.
All the time.
Period. So, it's like laundry. But it's never ending.
Who's going to tackle the kitchen? Who's going to put her to bed? So I end up cleaning the kitchen, and then baby says, I want Papa to put me down. I want Papa to put me to sleep. So then that's another process. And so... You know, it was an all-day affair yesterday with baby Chess. I still got a game in last night against Texas.
Yeah?
For LSU, so.
I'm worried I'm getting a little carpal tunnel from playing so much video games.
You know my thumb spazzed out last week in New York out of nowhere? It just, Anna saw it. She's like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know. And I know exactly what that is. No, it did. It spazzed out. I swear to God.
Is that from tweeting or video games?
No, video games for sure, because I don't tweet much anymore, man.
Swiping right.
Oh, man. Let's bring in River Island's guest line.
Double-clicking the like button.
It spazzed out of nowhere in the Uber. It was crazy. Crazy. All right. Shasky, you remember this guy. And I remember when I used to have a Sports Illustrated subscription. This man was player of the year as a sophomore on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He was a super sophomore, according to Dick Vitale, in his double overtime classic at Cameron Indoor Stadium against Duke University. Jeff Capel. Hit the half-court shot, sent it to overtime. They go to double overtime. North Carolina ends up winning 102-100. But this play right here stole the show in regulation.
Stackhouse.
I can't believe, man, that was in 1995. We're getting old, Chasky.
I wanted the Warriors to draft him or Sheed in that draft. So I know they went with Joe Smith, and he had a good rookie year, but that's who I wanted.
I mean, I love Jerry Stackhouse, number 3 overall pick in 1995, and now he's the assistant coach with the Golden State Warriors alongside Terry Stotts. They're going to work next to Steve Kerr. They're on. And Jerry Stackhouse, what do you know? He's on the River Island's guest line right now. Stack, what's happening, man? Bonte Hill, Joe Chasky, 95.7 The Game. How you doing this morning?
Man, I'm great, man. Man, that's 30 years ago, man. Y'all still got that kind of memory?
Oh, my gosh. I swear to God, that's when I started loving North Carolina. It was you and Sheed as super sophomores. I wanted you guys to win the national championship so bad. I remember the first round, maybe the second round against Iowa State. You guys had to play without Rasheed Wallace. He had an ankle injury. And you guys are down like 16 early in the game, and you guys just came back and rolled. I remember that team like it was nothing, man. You were awesome, Stack. I mean, I can't believe you're coaching
now.
Man,
I appreciate it. Man, no, that was a Serge Wicker game. Serge stepped up big time in Sheed's absence. Sheed's ankle injury right there hurt us a little bit in the Final Four, but, man, we were still able to get there.
Nah, you guys were loaded with Dean Smith and company. Go ahead, Shasky.
Why did you wear 42? I always wanted to ask that question because, for a guard, it just wasn't – it's not one of the numbers that pops in your head. So I'm always curious, why 42?
Yeah, it was a couple of different reasons. Obviously, as I grew and knew, more about the number and Jackie Robinson and, that and his legacy and what he meant to, all athletes. But, I mean, originally, I was just a big Laker James Worthy fan.
Wow.
And that was kind of that position that I played. I was thought of more of a forward when I was coming up. I mean, I was like 6'5", 6'4", in the eighth grade, I thought I was going to be a 7-footer. So I wound up didn't grow it much more and wound up being a guard, but I just stuck with that 42.
Makes sense because Worthy played at North Carolina.
Yeah,
you're from
totally.
North Carolina. They win the national championship, and of course, you end up attending North Carolina. And of course, you were a 2-time All Star, had a long NBA career, but now you're a coach, and you're coaching with the Golden State Warriors, and you got Steph Curry. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Draymond Green, you got the banners up here. I always wondered, what got you into coaching? Because you did a great job at Vanderbilt. Obviously, you traveled to Toronto and Memphis. You coached a G League team. What got Jerry Stackhouse into coaching?
Man, it's crazy. I was actually going to watch my son, and he was probably like in the seventh or eighth grade, and I was still playing. And I was just, I just saw they were just rolling the balls out there to him. I was like, man, these kids at the age where they could really kind of learn the game a little bit more. So I got invested in it. So I really started in grassroots basketball with my son, and then from that, I got an AAU program, and Brandon Ingram from my hometown, his dad reached out to me about him playing with me, and from that we kind of got a sponsorship from Adidas. Adidas asked me to take a team over to Treviso for the Euro Camp, and there I was in front of some a lot of GMs and coaches coaching, and Masai Ujiri reached out. He wanted to add more of a player perspective to the coaching staff, and the rest is kind of history, man. A year after that, being on Dwayne Casey's staff, I was in charge of the G League team. We won a championship, went back to the finals the second year. So I guess people said he might know a little bit about coaching basketball, and from that, here I am, man. So it's been a kind of an unexpected journey. If you asked me when I was playing that I was ever going to be a coach, I would have been like, hell no. But I love it, man. I love being able to give back, being able to share all of the you know, the things that I've learned from the great coaches and the great players that I played with, and now being able to impart that with, you know, being able to come in here and, you know, get under the hood of a dynasty, you know. So, I mean, I couldn't pass up that opportunity, man, when they reached out. So I'm excited as hell to be here.
Yeah, D-League Coach of the Year, Shasky champion, and the SEC Coach of the Year 2023 with Vanderbilt.
Wow. That's some accolades. You brought up AAU. And, you know, I don't know, when we were coming up, it was different. You played for your park, you played for your school or whatever, and there might have been one AAU team.
Hold on one second. He accidentally hung up. He'll call right back.
Well, I was going to ask him about the AAU circuit because, like, you just see a lot of rhetoric about American basketball, and I think baseball falls into this same category right now currently where there's this obsession with tournaments and games and accolades and winning every weekend. It's like, I got to win every weekend, win every weekend. And there's not the same emphasis on development, right, and fundamentals. All right, Jerry's back with us. You did AAU for a while, and I'm just curious your perspective on this. Like, I'm a big believer in like developing young players and learning how to play the game, and yeah, it's great to play a lot of games, but it doesn't matter if you win a tournament in Atlanta or in Phoenix or whatever every weekend. Like, are you getting better? Are you learning the intricacies of how to play within a five-man unit and things like that? When you watch the AAU game as a guy who played on the highest level and now with all the coaching experience that you have, what's right about AAU and what's wrong about AAU right now? Because there are people doing it the right way. It feels like they're few and far between.
Man, you're speaking the gospel right now. I mean, I think that's the key, just being able to teach guys how to, you know, even in college or even early professionals, learning how to share the floor with other good players. I mean, I think most guys just don't realize that, you know, you're probably not going to be the man as soon as you step on a college campus or you step into a professional environment. You got to be able to learn how to, you know, kind of fit in and play the game, learn the nuances of the game. And I think that, like you said, there's some you know, programs that do it right, but the ones that don't do it right give these guys, give the ones that are doing it right a bad name. But overall, I do think that it has its purpose. You know, most of these foreign countries, they have development programs built in for these guys that have a knack of being able to maybe play as a professional. We don't really have anything like that in the U.S. I mean, you're starting to see it a little bit more with the OTEs and, you know, the G League at night when they were around. But now I think, you know, there's still some programs, man, that really try to get in these kids, make sure that they're on par with what they're doing academically, as well as, you know, not trying to play every single weekend, play every tournament, but play in the right tournaments and obviously teach the game the right way. So I do think there are some programs that are trying to do it the right way.
Jerry Stackhouse here on the River Islands guest line. Don't forget, you can get tickets today. Warrior fans, yesterday they started tickets for season ticket holders at 10 a.m. yesterday. Dub Club members as well. Well, today, Warriors insiders will have access to pre-sale tickets starting at 10 a.m., with tickets becoming available to the general public at 4 p.m. Fans will also have the opportunity to purchase an exclusive Warriors NBA Cup mini plan beginning today at 2 p.m. The plan includes tickets to all Warriors NBA Cup games at Chase Center, including the matchups against Dallas Mavericks, a marquee matchup November the 12th, Klay Thompson coming back, and of course, Ja Morant, the Memphis Grizzlies, November 15th, as well as a home opener against the Clippers, October 27th. Go to Warriors.com/mini plans for that. Stack, what is your role going to be here on the Warriors team? You know, they have offensive coordinators, defense coordinators. You know, Terry Stotts is a great offensive mind. What is going to be your role here with the Golden State Warriors on this bench?
Well, I mean, I still think a lot of that. I mean, when I was talking to Steve and I was talking to Mike, it was, you know, more about trying to get some help on the defensive side of the ball, as well as just kind of, again, having a former player with so many young guys. And, you know, obviously I've just coming from an environment for the last 5 years where I've been, you know, really close and tied into this, you know, this Generation Z. they're a little different. Not in a bad way. They're just a little different. And I think being able to have that experience the last five plus years, obviously, the grassroots stuff as well. We got a lot of young guys, the Kaminga's got unbelievable talent, you know, all these kids are Moody. And just being able to, you know, hopefully I played this position as well, so being able to share some things there. But just understanding that it's a process, you know, it's not always given right away, and being able to handle those highs and lows, I think I can speak to that. But just on the defensive side of the ball, just being able, I felt like this team won, you know, 46 games last year. Dre missed you know, a ton of games. I just think with him back into the mix, hell, I may not even be here. So, you know, but you know, obviously, you know, Kenny got a job. They were looking to kind of shake things up a little bit, and I'm glad I got the call and have an opportunity to be able to help any way I can. And I don't feel like I'm limited to defense or offense. I've been a head coach for a while, so it's just whatever, you know. We're gonna have our coaches retreat, you know, in a week or two, and whatever assignment that I get, I'm just gonna try to do my best in it to help us get back to work, you know. To where everybody expects us and wants us to be.
Yeah, this is fun because, like, you're bringing up all the old school memories, and we're going down memory lane.
The ACC days.
All we think about is, like, the Warrior perspective, because I'm going to bring up something, and it might rub a little sore here, all right? So bear with me, all right?
Don't you go there, man.
You already know where you're going.
We believe. I've always heard it from the Warrior perspective.
67 wins, man. 67 wins.
I know.
Oh, man.
But, like, I've heard Stack and Matt Barnes and Barron, and I've heard so many different people from the Warriors, and Don Nelson for the Warriors. You were on the Maverick side of things, and I just think people forget how great that team was. Yeah. You had Dirk and Josh, and Josh Howard was a stud. You were coming off the bench for that team. What happened from your perspective in that series? Because before the championships, that felt like the championship for Warrior fans. Like, that was the seminal moment of being a Warrior fan for those that weren't alive in 75 when they won it all pre-Steph Curry. But give me the Maverick perspective, because you were in the deep of it.
Nah, man. I mean, it was just one of those bad matchups. I mean, just a team that, you know, pretty much played with all wing players across the board. Eric Dampier was our center. He's kind of taken out of that, you know, played Dirk a lot at the five, and then they put, you know, they were switching, you know, Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, you know, those guys were kind of getting up on them a little bit. And the thing about it was the kryptonite was really Nelly. You know, Nelly had been with Dirk his whole career, so he knew, you know, kind of, you know, his strengths and his weaknesses, and, you know, he played right into it, make sure those guys crowded him. And you know, again, they stayed home a little bit. They didn't just double team a little bit, force them to make tough shots. And, you know, again, it was just a bad matchup. We thought we had the year before the finals run, and then coming back and winning 67 games, just felt like we were destined to get back, and then we just ran into a bus. So, I mean, obviously Barron was unbelievable and a load for us that whole series. He just was able to get in the paint, made plays for those guys, and one of the, you know, what a lot of people look at as one of the biggest upsets, but probably not, because, I mean, they didn't have anything to lose. They played free, and we did have a lot to lose because of the success we had last year and all of the games that we won in the regular season.
Do you remember Dirk throwing the trash can to put the big hole in the wall at Oracle?
No, I was probably throwing something in a wall myself.
Well, he threw this trash can in the wall, and I think he ended up signing a shirt, the We Believe shirt, that was hanging up there at Oracle Arena right out that visiting locker room. But that was a wild series, man. Is that one of your biggest regrets? Because we're talking about the 49ers. I don't know if you're a 49er fan. Is that, when you look back at your NBA career, because you had a great career. You made All-Star great games, career. Averaged 17 points a game. Hell, I loved you at North Carolina. When like Shasky said, we wanted the Warriors to draft you, and you would go number 3 overall to the Sixers. But is that the biggest regret you had in your NBA career, that series right there when you guys did win 67 games and had the number 1 seed?
No, I mean, like I said, it's just if things don't pan out the way that you want. But, you know, obviously, you know, I thought I should have been a number 1 pick too, just to carry on. Of all my NBA workouts, man, I killed this Golden State Warriors workout. I know I did. I was like, man, I'm going number 1 after this. But it worked out. But no, it was definitely. I mean, I don't really have any regrets, man. It was tough, you know, and then the seed of them, you know, go to that next round and obviously not do the same against Utah. I mean, I was hoping that they would win it on, they would catch fire and go all the way, but I think they left it all in that series, unfortunately for us.
Now, Sassy, do you remember the Sports Illustrated with Stack on it? I'll never forget Nick and Mel, because you guys started coming on TV on the West Coast. I remember you guys play like Georgia Tech, and you guys had the baby blue jerseys, and Dick Vitale's like, oh, he's a super sophomore, Stack out and Rasheed Wallace. And I'm like, who are these guys? I'm a young kid. It's like, dude, these dudes can ball.
That was
and
when the Sports ACC Illustrated. ACC was the loaded. ACC.
I mean, Maryland, Duke, ACC. Wake Forest, come on. Georgia Tech. Come there was on. No easy games in that conference. And then that tournament was so sick. Like the ACC tournament, whether it's in Greensboro, whatever it was, we live for it out here on the West Coast. And the Sports Illustrated came in the mail, and it was you on the cover, mm-hmm. and you were the player of the year. And I was like, the Warriors got to get that guy. Oh, I know you got that, man. You got that on the wall somewhere, right, Stack?
Oh, no doubt, man. I see those a lot with all of the, you know, the fans bringing those up to get signed and whatnot, man. It was definitely a lot of fun time. I mean, it all just kind of happened fast, man. My earliest thought of probably going to my hero was Michael Jordan, and he left after his junior year. So I thought there was no way I would, leave anything, before my junior year. And my mom got sick. She had got diagnosed with cancer. And obviously everybody was saying that I would possibly be a top three pick. And I mean, I, had that conversation with Coach Smith, and Coach Smith told me to go. He's like, as long as I promised him that I would come back and finish my degree. And I did that. I left in 95 and by 99, I went back every summer and got my degree. That's the downside of it. I was on bad teams, so we never were in the playoffs. I had plenty of time to come back and finish it up. So super proud of that, man. And super proud of, I didn't realize how much Coach Smith, played into just everything, man. I appreciate him so much more afterwards, and just all the lessons that he taught me, and definitely that big one, him and my mom. Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, if he does this, you make sure, you come back and get this degree, and that was a happy day for me.
That's when you know they're a great coach. Not only are they teaching you all the X's and O's, they're still a mentor off the floor and somebody you look up to. I mean, that's great. That's what it's all about. All right, you played on a lot of teams with a lot of characters. I mean, we referenced Rasheed. I see all these guys on podcasts. I mean, I can't believe Stack and Barnes are so popular with the podcast. Like, if you'd have told me that 20 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, right. Like, they're going to be in the media. If you were to do a sit down with one guy who you think has the best stories, all right, of all the guys you played with, who would be the guy that you're selecting?
Oh, man, of all the guys that I've played with, man.
Could be a coach.
I don't know.
That's
a tough one. I mean, obviously, I played with MJ and played with LeBron and played with them, but I honestly still, man, I enjoy listening to them. KG and Paul Pierce. I think that
KG's out of his mind.
That man are good as well. I like all the smoke, but KG, and I mean he's just hysterical to me, and Paul as well. Those guys are some of the best storytellers that in the NBA. So I definitely probably getting on with those guys at some point for sure.
Has Draymond invited you onto his podcast?
Oh, that's right. I got that. Drake got a podcast too. I'm pretty sure I probably get on that at some point too. but no, I'm just saying. Man, I went and saw Dre a couple weeks ago in LA, and spent a little time with him in the gym, man. Just getting to know him a little bit. We've always had a lot of respect from afar. When I was in Detroit, he was really close with Joe Dumars, son. He used to come up and whatnot. But being able to build that rapport, man, he's the anchor of that defense, and that's where I'm hopefully going to spend a lot of time, and just wanted to vibe with him a little bit. So, again, man, just great opportunity for all of us, and yep. Hopefully just we can hit the ground running.
I feel like we could talk for another hour because there's so many questions I want to ask
man,
you.
But
we talk to hoops, man. We love talking hoops on the show. We love not the narrative stuff, but I do got to ask because Sheed was one of my favorite players growing up. What was it like being teammates with Rasheed Wallace? I mean, this guy is out there, right? Technical fouls or whatnot. He was. Did you always see that with him when you first? What was it like arriving on campus to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and your teammate is Rasheed Wallace as a freshman? Tell us about Rasheed.
Yeah. Man, she was. I taught Sheed how to drive. He couldn't drive coming from Philly, so I had my Blazer, and he was the first. I was like, man, get behind the wheel. He's driving with 2 feet. He got 1 foot on the gas and 1 on the brake. I'm like, oh, hell no, you're going to kill us all right here. but no, he was always fired. He was the best guy, man. He is the best teammate. I mean, he was always, I mean, voted. I mean, I guess the, you know, I think Michael Jordan carried the camera, so it was always voted amongst the upperclassmen that who was, you know, carried the camera. And she got selected to carry the camera. He just had that, you know, greater rapport. But still, man, with the officials, when the game got on and there was a bad call, man, he would absolutely lose it. I mean, even in practice. So it wasn't just anything personal against the officials in the NBA. He was mad at Coach Guthridge. So it was just, I think it was just one of those things, man. But he got better at it. I mean, I think him and Coach had some conversations, and you know, some of those early morning weighted vest sessions helped calm some of that down. But she was still gonna be she, man. He's an unbelievable player, one of the best,
yep,
you know, power forwards I think the game has ever seen. And now he's, you know, he's sharing his opinion. I mean, not that I agree with all of them, but he's sharing his opinion.
He became that stretch four stack. He became that stretch four and stretch five.
Yeah. Better
see today's game.
Era. I think he'd be even better in
this
era.
Oh, he'd be great today's game.
I think
game.
He'd be awesome.
He'd be perennial.
Before you get out of here, on the current team, all right, if I took Steph off the board and I took Draymond off the board, who are you most excited to kind of work with on the Warriors team currently?
I like the young guys, man. I like Kaminga. Trace Jackson. I saw him just getting better. I mean, he came out of nowhere last year. I thought he was unbelievable for the team as a rookie. Just watching film on him, I think he has a lot of potential to, you know, obviously he's playing a five, but when I saw him, I was like, man, you're not a five. You should think like you're a four. I mean, I think he could really sit down. I've watched him sit down and guard point guards in the summer league and on switches and things like that. Really excited about him, Moses Moody. You know, again, when saw him when I was in LA as well. Just the depth. You know, obviously he was at Arkansas, and this thing to be this young group. You know, possessed the things that he brings to the table, his toughness. You know, especially on the defensive side. I mean, you know, having a young guy like that lead the league in charges taken, man, just a lot of promise. With these guys, and then with the vets that they added, you know, Buddy and KA. I was with KA in Memphis, and he's just kind of a jack of all trades, a guy that you can plug into a lot of different positions, and you know, hopefully, you know, Buddy has softened the blow of losing, you know, losing Klay. You know, I mean, Klay has been a staple here for a long time, and being able to provide some shooting. So, man, it's across the board. And hopefully, I hit them all. I mean, Looney, all these guys, man, just having an opportunity to see them up close and personal. I'm excited to get going. I think a lot of them are coming in town next week, and we're going to start the build.
Yeah, D'Anthony Melton as well, coming over from Philadelphia by way of Memphis. He's a tough guard who could defend his butt off, and
yeah,
he can shoot the three.
Yeah, guys like him, man. Yeah. Do a lot of things, man. They're probably, I mean, and I'm missing. I'm thrilled to be in charge of defense, and that's the best defender. And I didn't even mention him, so no. Again, a lot of pieces that I think that we've got a chance to put together, and hopefully be special again.
No, there's a lot to like with this team. Looney looks like he's in great shape as well. And, Coach, we can't wait to talk to you even more. But Jerry Stackhouse is assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors. Like, Shasky and I are 41 years old, so we remember your old playing days. Felt like we watched your entire career, and it's crazy to see you as a coach now. But we're excited, man. We can't wait to see what you bring to the table, coach of these youngsters. We're excited about Kaminga, and we're excited to see what they can do with Steph and Dre and get back to the playoffs. Coach, man, a lot of fun, man. Best of luck to you this season. Good to have you on our side.
Great
stuff. Anytime. Jerry Stackhouse here on the River Islands guest line, man. Jerry Stackhouse on the River Islands guest line.
We could have done 5 hours with him.
I mean, unbelievable, right? Unfreaking believable. Jerry Stackhouse, style assistant coach. Don't forget, folks, general public, it's your time to get tickets today. Also, the media plans with the NBA Cup. Warriors single game tickets going on sale. Go to warriors.com/mini plans. Warriors.com/mini plans. You can get all that information right there. Stackhouse, man.
God, that 95 draft. I remember they took Joe Smith. And Joe Smith, I had a Joe Smith jersey.
You won Rookie of the Year.
I know, but the best player in the ACC were both of the kids coming out of North Carolina.
Oh,
Rasheed and Stack. I mean, that was the team. Like, I wanted Rasheed Wallace or Stackhouse. It was one of those two.
Yep.
And they didn't go in that direction, and it just drove me.
Again,
Fast Five time.
Again, real quick before Fast Five, just want to get this right. 10 a.m. today, 10 a.m. Warriors Insiders will have access to pre-sale tickets starting at 10 a.m., and then tickets becoming available to the general public at 4 p.m. It did yesterday at 2 p.m. Was the NBA Cup mini plans, so hopefully everybody gobbled up those tickets. Warriors.com/mini plans, Warriors.com/mini plan, or 1-888-GSW-HOOP.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
My final thought. How many fans now are going to be going to Chase Center rocking a throwback Jerry Stackhouse North Carolina jersey? How many fans will be rocking the Stackhouse jerseys? You know there's always a fan that does that. Somebody's going to be doing it. I forgot. I almost forgot he was on the We Believe team before, you know, we knew we'd get stacked on him yesterday. And I was like, oh, my God, he was on the We Believe team. So I'm glad you got the question in as they lost to the We Believe team at 6.
I mean, I know there's like, oh, the Steph fans. And they don't know what it was like pre-Steph Curry. But that was the pinnacle for so many Warrior fans up to that point. So, yeah, and that Mavericks team, like, I think we kind of scoff at it. Wins. They were incredible.
67 wins.
It's like, if I say Josh Howard to you guys have no idea. Like,
no idea.
You knew he was good, but not like he was, like, it.
He left things off the table.
Well,
he left things
off the table.
Career just went sideways.
He was
a baller. He was an absolute baller. Was it Jason Terry on that team?
Yeah, I believe old man Terry was on that team.
I thought his biggest regret was going to say when he got suspended in the finals against the Heat, Stackhouse. Got suspended for game 6 or 5, I think, in the finals. I think 3 different Mavericks players in that postseason run got suspended at one point.
They were up 2-0, I believe, and
I thought they were going to win.
Dwayne Wade went crazy.
Yep. Yeah, that was tough. All right, that's it. Nothing, Lubin? Got nothing at Chapman? Nothing? All right. That was Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. A lot of fun today. Enjoy football, everybody. Chiefs or Ravens? I thought we were going to get the Chiefs-Ravens prop today, but I'll do that on my own and try to make some money tonight. Chiefs-Ravens, enjoy football, everybody. Starting at Goodex.
I want to thank you guys, Shasky, and I've listen to you guys every single morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.